Hello, everybody. This is Father John on the Saturday after Ascension. I'm sorry about the hiatus earlier in the week from our usual recordings. On Wednesday, my daughter hurt her hand and cut her hand, and then I had to take her to the urgent care clinic, and that took a lot longer than expected. And of course, we had the feast, so we got off track. So what I want to do today is just start back up with the scripture readings. And then I have some commentary on the gospel in a looser way than usual by way of something from the prologue of St. Nikolai Vilimitovich. So we'll go ahead and do the readings. And then having done the readings, I'll just share my thoughts with you on the general themes of the year as it relates to the lectionary reading. We'll only end up concentrating on one verse of the lectionary for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The reading is from the book of Acts. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber, where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep, and fell down from the third loft, and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread, and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and were not a little comforted. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. Jesus said, Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and I shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. And at that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Okay, so as I said, for today, what I'd really like to do is concentrate on the general theme, because we're in those days between Ascension and Pentecost. So we're not going to dwell as precisely or as particularly in certain verses, but on the general things that our Savior is discussing today. In these days between Ascension and Pentecost, we look to the coming of the Holy Spirit. Commenting on this, St. Nikolai Vilimitovich writes the following regarding the usual introductory prayers. Quote, The Church ordained that morning services begin with an invocation of the Holy Spirit. O Heavenly King, Comforter, Spirit of Truth, come. And after that comes the prayer, and give us this day our daily bread. Why? Because without the Holy Spirit, we do not even know how to use bread as it should be used for our salvation. End quote. Prologue of Ohrid, May 17th. Pardon me. Now, I'm sure that most, if not all of you, know about the Prologue of Ohrid, but if you don't have it, you should get it. Look it up on Amazon. It's an essential for everyone's home. Now, with respect to the passage, first of all, notice the importance of daily services. For us in the world, this means our daily rule as a family in our family's icon corner. Second, with this in mind, consider the pattern St. Nikolai sets before us. We begin our prayers with the prayer, O Heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who art ever present and fillest all things, treasury of good things and giver of life, come and dwell in us and cleanse us of all impurity and save our souls, O Good One. As part of our preparation for Pentecost, let's consider two of the elements of this prayer read every day at multiple points of the day throughout the year. The prayer is addressed to the Most Holy Spirit himself. He is first called the Comforter. This is so helpful. The Holy Church knows our many pains, the arduous nature of our struggle as Orthodox Christians. For that very reason, the prayer directs us to the only true source of comfort, the grace of the Most Holy Spirit. Further, in the prayer, we acknowledge the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Truth. And this, of course, is our Savior's words. Again, we see the immediacy of the prayers of the Church. We need clarity. To acquire clarity, we need the truth. Third, consider the structure of the introductory prayers. One, we have the prayer to the Holy Spirit. Two, we have the Trisagion prayers, Holy God, and so forth, and the prayer to the Most Holy Trinity. And three, we have the Our Father, in which we ask God, give us this day our daily bread. Daily bread may be understood in two senses, literal and mystical. At this point, I want to look first at the phrase with its literal, concrete meaning. At the basic level, we need our daily bread, food, clothing, shelter, etc. On this level, I would note that it does not say, give us this day our 401k or our pension. Indeed, as our Savior says, sufficient unto the day are the evils thereof. Now let's come back to St. Nikolai's words. We begin with, O Heavenly King, we ask for our daily bread. We have a problem. Our fallen nature, our sin, our passions, all cloud our judgment. Thus we need God's assistance. For this very reason, then, St. Nikolai says, quote, we do not even know how to use bread as it should be for our salvation, end quote. We do not know how to use our resources for our salvation. This present crisis, the problems associated with COVID, whether these problems be physical, economic, psychological, political, or spiritual, should all serve as a great corrective. Before this crisis, we did not put church first. We did not put prayer first. Now we ought to see that we must have the spiritual life as the center of our life, permeating everything. The economic problems created by COVID are manifold. Quite a few of us have suffered as income has dropped, jobs have been lost, and as shortages have impacted our lives. I say this seriously, as a father with 8 children to clothe and feed. But indeed, the problems have multiplied. But with these problems, we are called to come to real repentance. Give us this day our daily bread. What is that daily bread? The food we need to feed our families, a roof over our heads, and clothes on our back. So much is extraneous in our life. So much has been extraneous in our life, and we don't see it. Give us this day our daily bread. That is also, and more deeply, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yet we are confused. We look for more than this. We look for amusements, fine food, relaxation, vacations. We are pulled away from our one purpose, our goal. We are pulled away from our goal by the wiles of the evil one. And what is our goal but the life in Christ? Again, please, I'm not judging. I too sin. My family has sins. We all sin. But we must recollect who we are in Christ. And for that, we need assistance. We need the assistance of grace, the Spirit of Truth, touching us from without and filling us from within. For this very cause, we hear in today's gospel, or I should say shortly after today's gospel, we see the words in verse 26 of chapter 14, verse 26 of John, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said to you. Let us be comforted. Let us have peace. Not as the world would give, but the peace, the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Let us have clarity. Let us be taught. Not with the clever craftiness of the world, but with the grace of the Spirit, even the Spirit of truth. May we seek to acquire the grace of the Holy Spirit in all our thoughts, words, and deeds. In this way, that same Spirit will bring to remembrance within us all the words of Christ. Amen.